Little Texas on Bob FM. Some guys have all the love. You know what, Neil? We have all the luck in the world because we have on the phone with us this morning from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. They're coming to the Medina Entertainment Center on Friday. I'll be there. Neil will be there. And Richard, you'll be there too on Friday, huh?
We certainly will be there and certainly looking forward to coming. You know, I can speak for all the Oak Ridge Boys. And I can tell you, you know, we are looking forward to coming your way. We have so many friends and so many fans in Minnesota and in the Minneapolis area, and we are looking forward to coming back. And we plan to have a great time. We really do.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you. And before we go any further, happy belated birthday. I think you celebrated one yesterday, didn't you, sir?
You are absolutely correct. I had a birthday yesterday, and I'd rather not talk about how old I am.
Right. We mentioned it yesterday. We mentioned it. We did it really quickly, you know, kind of mumbled it so people, you know, because I think contractually when we do the birthdays, we need to actually say the age, but we can kind of mumble it, and I think we can get through all that.
Oh, I don't mind it. You know, I turned 75 yesterday, and I've been telling people, they've been wishing me happy birthday. You know, a lot of people do not live to be 75, so I'm looking at it that way. It's good to still be alive
and still going strong. You guys still
no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys still playing a lot of dates, and I saw you up here, I don't know, maybe it was a year and a half ago. You did a Christmas show down in Minneapolis, and I know you guys really enjoy those shows, but this one tomorrow, Friday night, it's going to be hour and a half of nothing but great Oak Ridge Boys regular hit songs.
Well, you're right about that. You know, we when we come to town, we definitely have to do Elvira. You know, that is the law. You're gonna hear me do Oom Papa Mau Mau. You can count on that. You're gonna hear all the Oak Ridge Boys hits. Thank God for Kids. You know, Y'all Come Back Saloon, our first hit ever. You know, and you know, just songs that have made us who we are. But you know, we're also excited about our new album that is out right now called 17th Avenue Revival, produced by Dave Cobb. We will be doing some of those new songs as well. We won't get too carried away with the new stuff, but with the new music is very exciting, so we'll do some of it. And we, you know, we're patriotic guys. We'll do some songs to honor our country and our troops and our veterans. And just in general, we plan to have a great night of good family entertainment. That's really what the Oak Ridge Boys are all about.
Doors open up at 7, and then the music starts at 8:30. Richard Sturban from the Oak Ridge Boys, if you didn't know already and recognize that voice, he's with us here this morning on the Bob Morning Show. You brought up Elvira. Take us back to that time. You guys had the success in the 70s into the 80s. You're doing the album Fancy Free, right? That's one with you guys in the convertible. How did Elvira get on that album? That song had been done by a number of other artists with not a whole lot of success on the charts. Take us back to that time and how that song kind of became what it was.
Well, actually, our producer, Ron Chancy, who produced most of the Oak Ridge Boys' number one hits, you know, he brought that song to us. There's a song plugger named Ron Gant. Believe it or not, he was on vacation in Texas. He went into a bar, a honky-tonk kind of a place, and he heard the bar band doing Elvira.
Wow.
And it impressed him with the fact that this would be a great song for the Oak Ridge Boys. He worked for Acuff Rose Publishing Company, so he went back, when he got back to Nashville, he made a copy of Dallas Frazier's original version of that song, and he got it to Ron Chancy, our producer. Ron said, and he called us all, fellas, he said, I have something you boys may want to hear. And I remember sitting in Ron Chancy's office. He played Dallas Frazier's version of that song for us. And we all looked at each other and we said, wow, this is the song we have been looking for. Mm. You know, some of the other guys had heard the song before. I had never heard the song before that. And, you know, it impressed me as this could be something special. And I remember recording it. And we just did it two or three times, and we got it. You know, it went down pretty easy. It felt like it was going to be a hit. You know, it really did. But we never realized how big it was going to be until we got out on the road and started doing the song in person. And I remember the first time we ever recorded or performed Elvira in person, we were in Spokane, Washington, of all places. And we were at the Opera House there, and we right in the middle of the show, we decided to throw in some new songs from our new album that we had just recorded, and Elvira was one of them. And when we got to Elvira, the place just went crazy. We had to encore the song several times. We had to do it again at the end of the show, and we encored it again. And it kept getting that kind of a reaction all throughout that West Coast tour. So we called our record label and said, wow, we've got to get this thing out. We do have something special on our hands. And sure enough, we put the thing out, and to this very day, it's still one of the largest selling single records to ever be recorded in Nashville.
Like double platinum or something like that, right, Richard?
Yes, yeah, it definitely is, yes.
Yeah, now, did the giddy up oopa mau mau part, was that part of the original, or did you guys put that in? Where did that come from? And obviously, that is everything. When people probably see you on the street, they ask you to do that. How many times a day?
You know, that happens. That happens quite often. You know, and I also do a lot of the phone interviews for the group, and if people want to hear me do, give them a sample of the Oompa Mama. I get that a lot. But it was really Ron Chansey's idea. Uh-huh. You know, Dallas Frazier, who wrote the song, he had the Oompa Mama part in there. But when we got into the studio, first of all, it was Ron Chansey's idea for Joe Bonsall to sing the lead vocal, which he does such a great job on. But then it was his idea for me to do the Oompa Mau Mau part. And I kind of adapted it, you know, to my way of doing things. And I think it probably turned out okay.
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah. I think it has become a signature.
It was on Mike and Molly.
If I had such a thing as a claim to fame, it would probably be that line, you know, giddy up, oom-pa-pa, mau mau.
How low can you go? Now, I know you were with J.D. Sumner in the Stamps and worked with Elvis, and he went double low C, a song that we played this morning. If you're with us before 6:30, Elvis is way on down, and J.D. did a double low C. That set some kind of a record on that song, right?
You're right. I sang with J.D. Sumner in the Stamps Quartet, and I spent a lot of time with J.D. Sumner, you know, sitting in the back of the bus talking about bass singing. And J.D. was one of a kind. You know, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records as you know, singing the lowest note ever recorded. You know, that I have to be honest with you. I feel like I'm a pretty good bass singer myself, right, but I can't do that. You know, JD was almost a freak of nature, if I could put it that way. But a very special person at the same time, who influenced me very much so, you know, back when I worked with him. And I'm glad I had a chance to be associated with him.
You've had an amazing career. And it started, as Jim mentioned before, the Oak Ridge Boys, working with Elvis and JD and so on. 75 years into it, it's been quite a ride, Richard.
It really has. You know, some great things have happened to us. As you said, you know, I had my birthday yesterday, and I've been able to live a very long, successful life. And, you know, being a part of the Oak Ridge Boys is a major part of that. You know, many years ago, I was singing with Elvis, and I got a phone call from William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys. He told me that their bass singer was leaving. He wanted to know, and he said all the Oak Ridge Boys wanted to know if I would be interested in taking that job and joining the Oak Ridge Boys. So here I was singing with Elvis, but I had this offer from the Oak Ridge Boys. So I had to make a decision, you know, and I did. I made a major decision in my life. I decided to leave the Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, leave Elvis and join the Oak Ridge Boys. You know, because I believed in the group. You know, I was a big fan of the group, and I think all the Oak Ridge Boys could tell you the same thing. When we all became members of the group, we were fans of the group, and we wanted to be members of the group. And that's what the case with me. I made a decision to leave Elvis, to join the Oak Ridge Boys, and I've never regretted that decision. We've had such a great, great career. We've been very blessed, you know. And the thing is, you know, the career is not over yet.
Right.
You know, we're still excited about doing what we're doing, and we do not plan to retire anytime soon. You know, as long as the good Lord above keeps allowing the four Oak Ridge Boys to have good health, we're going to keep doing this because it's really what we love doing.
That's music to my ears and a lot of fans' ears. My big question to you, what's longer? William Lee Golden's beard or Crystal Gayle's hair?
You know, that's they're both pretty long.
Right, right. That's for
you
sure.
Know, and I've lost track of how many years it's been since William Lee Golden has shaved.
Right.
But you know, he definitely gets a lot of comments on that beard. It's certainly a talk. It's certainly a talking item. That's for sure.
He's beardless on the cover of the Oak Ridge Boys Have Arrived album. So we know at some point in time after that, and I think he's got a beard on Fancy Free, right?
You're right about that. Yeah.
So he's starting to let it grow.
Yeah, let it grow.
Well, we can't wait for the show, Neil.
We sure can. We are very much looking forward to having you guys back. It's been a while since you played the Medina Ballroom and the Medina Entertainment Center. It's going to be great to have you back. We're pleased to be able to play your music throughout the day, each and every day here at Bob FM. The people that listen to this radio station love your music, obviously, and excited to fill up the Entertainment Center and see you guys do what you do on Friday night. So have a very safe trip here, Richard, and thanks so much for your time today, sir.
Well, thank you for helping promote the fact that we're coming to town. We appreciate that. We don't take it lightly. And once again, I can speak for all the guys. We're going to do our best to have a great time on Friday night when we come to town. So come on out and spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys. You're going to hear a lot of the hits. You're going to hear Elvira. We're excited about our new album, you know, 17th Avenue Revival. Do some of those new songs. We'll do some patriotic music. We're just going to have a great night of good family entertainment. That's really what the Oak Ridge Boys are all about.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Take care.
You bet.
You bet.
We'll see you Friday.
It'll be Richard Sturba, Joe Bonsall, Dwayne Allen, William Lee Golden, the Oak Ridge Boys, coming up on Friday night at the Medina